Welcome to the Marriage Podcast with David and Summer.
We're here to dive into all things marriage, faith, and family. Real talk for real couples.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Marriage Podcast with Dave and Summer. And we believe that every marriage can make it and that every marriage has a purpose. Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about how she and I got together and just tips and insights on how to date and really think about having the right spouse.
Right. So tell them the truth. Do not lie.
She saw me, chased me down. I said, slow down, girl. And then I said yes, and we got married.
That's cute.
That's about it.
So basically,
yeah,
you were dating someone else.
Yep.
And I was too.
And he was not right.
And before I even came to the church, I was at a store, and I saw this white, bald guy. And I can't even tell you what he looked like till this day. But anyway, that's besides the point. And I just remember saying to myself, and really was like to the Lord, like, if I ever date a white guy, I would want him to be bald. So fast forward, say, some years, months later, I come to this church, which is our church today.
Yes, it is.
And he, you know, is a pastor. His father is the pastor. Mm-hmm. And you would do Bible studies for the college students. And you were still, obviously, we're only 2 years apart. So he was around all, you know, our age. And it was just a lot of us. And we would hang out before Bible study and after Bible study. And I just remember you acting really weird, meaning he would be like, hey, I want you to listen to this song real quick, like after Bible study, or even before, like we had Sunday school at that time. He'd be like, I want you to listen to this song. And I'm just like, okay, like I should not be, like granted, it's not like we were in a car by ourselves, but everyone would be in the room, but it would just be us like at a table. And so I just thought like, this is not right. I don't want the appearance of evil.
Wow.
That's how my mind went.
Yeah, that was.
I know. It was very extreme.
It was.
But you would always pull me aside.
I would.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, like what is going on? And so I remember asking my good friend, Gayla, I was like, what is up with Pastor David? And she's like, girl, he likes you. And I was like, no, that's not true. Like I literally thought that she was lying. I was like, I was so upset with her. And I went irate on her. Like, don't you dare say that about Pastor David. How dare, that just shows you how oblivious I was to the whole situation.
Okay.
The next day we were roommates. The next day she left me a card saying, I'm so sorry, I upset you. Like she was like, anyway. So with all that being said, I'm just telling you my version. Then I started, all the people knew that you liked me. I was clueless. And it took you need to speak on this. It took you weeks to say, I like you. Because you never said, I like you. And so I know as a girl, hear me out, single ladies. If a dude, and dude, don't play. If a dude, like, tries, like, acts weird like that, for me personally, I don't take it like you like me, because I know that some guys just want to hang out. Some guys just want to just chill, and that's totally fine. I know that there's some women that are like, oh my gosh, he likes me, you know, and delusional. But I think until the guy says out of his mouth, men, listen up. I don't know which camera.
Okay.
Until he says out of his mouth, I like you, that's when you can start, I think I could see this working out. This dude, we were painting in the youth group area. Mm-hmm. He had like a youth group house. We were painting, and I said, because he was like, I just want to wait until, was it May 30th? I just want to wait until May 30th. And I'm like, okay, I just want to go slow. And the dude never said, I like you. He was like, I just want to go slow. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I was like, okay, a date. I remember I said to you, I said, what does this mean? What are you, what is May 30th all about? And you go, girl, like I'm dumb. Girl, I like you. And I was like, oh, you do. Oh, okay. And that's when I was like, okay. That's when I started changing and be like, okay, he is kind of cute. I do like his style.
Okay.
We need the men.
Okay.
We need the men to say, I like you.
Yeah.
Don't allow us to just be drifting and like, does he not? Okay, whatever. Cause I was just like, I'm not going to go anywhere. So say yes or no. Was that true or not? Is that true or not? We've never had this conversation. Is that true or not? Do you, don't say you don't remember. Don't you say you don't remember.
I plead the fifth.
That is so untrue. You don't remember,
I
do
remember
you?
That. I remember. But I was taking it slow because you and I both know that girls were saying that God told them I was their husband.
It was ridiculous.
It was weird.
Like,
and
weird.
It was strange. And so I was trying to navigate different stuff.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Why wouldn't you?
Just be still.
Oh, gosh.
But here's the thing. Here's some thoughts to consider. Is that Summer and I started, as she said, we started hanging out in groups of people. And I realized in those settings that she was chilled. She could hang out. She was normal. She wasn't super spiritual, weird. But she loved God. She was sold out to Jesus. So she had that, but she didn't take it and make it strange. She could talk about sports. She could talk about movies. She could just hang out like with the guys. And that really stood out to me first. Mm-hmm. That, okay, she's chilled. Because I had experience with people. Like one lady said, if I held her right hand, this doesn't actually happen, that if I touched her right hand, that I was her husband.
And you touched her
and
right hand.
And I didn't know, obviously. And I was praying with I was praying with people at the altar, and I grabbed her right hand, and I had to get her off of me. It was crazy, meaning that she was trying to get with me. So I had weird experiences. Mm-hmm. And so seeing that from her was really cool. And so I want to encourage, if you're single today, just be chilled in a group setting, I think, is helpful because that takes the pressure off. Look at me that.
Because I'm waiting for you to go further. Keep going.
Okay. Because it takes the pressure off and you're just hanging out. You can kind of get the sense of somebody. Mm-hmm. And you can even talk to that person in a group setting and not have the pressure of like being one-on-one at a coffee shop or trying to figure out whatever. And then so I started to like Summer. Then I realized, hey, she's beautiful. And I knew that from the beginning. But there, all these things started to play out. Like I started to like her. Mm-hmm. And then I would try to pull her aside, try to talk to her, try to connect with her. Because, you know, I was trying to, you know, see what she was like. I was trying to get a little time. And she was trying to come home. She was trying to get with me. I finally did tell you that I liked you.
No,
then.
You yeah. skipped.
What a skip.
What I want to know the pause. Like what?
I can't remember.
Because I want you. Okay. Can you?
I don't know why I did that.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. Can you speak to men? Because we've had this conversation with our sons.
I would encourage the men.
Because I think they're afraid of rejection.
Oh, sure. I mean, guys are. I think guys.
Did you have that?
Sure. I think obviously guys and girls have insecurities. We all know that. We all do. Mm-hmm. I think there's heightened insecurities in different ways. And we sometimes don't think of guys having insecurities. We readily think of that maybe with females, with the pressure of different things, of fashion, of looks, of just dynamics of our culture. But guys have insecurities too. Putting yourself out there is a scary thing sometimes. You don't know if it's going to be yes or no. I can't remember, again, why I paused or didn't say it sooner. But I would say that if you do have a sense of liking somebody, I think you can speak sooner than I did. And you can say it in a way, though, that doesn't go over the cliff. Meaning you can say, hey, I have interest in you. I have feelings for you. I'm getting to like you. Can we hang out? Can we have coffee? Can we maybe meet up somewhere and just you get to know each other?
Or say, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, absolutely. How do you feel? And you can say it in a way, and you're putting yourself out there. No matter what, you're putting yourself out there.
You are.
I mean, you can't get around it. Mm-hmm. But you can do it in a way that's not overly aggressive. You never go to somebody, I think, and say, God told me you're my spouse. Don't guys, do not go up to a girl and say, the Lord told me you're my wife. That's not. Even if God told you, just keep it to yourself.
That's
God can tell you that.
Right.
And obviously, in our belief, we want the Lord to confirm
right
who we want to marry. We want the Lord to be in it and the Lord to lead us and speak to us. So, yes.
Right.
But don't lead with that.
Because that happened to your parents.
It did.
On separate occasions, they heard from the Lord, and they both were like, no.
Yep. And so we started, you know, we took our time. Of course, my role as the pastor was a little bit different. I had responsibility with people in the church. I couldn't just go out here and just date anybody and do anything I wanted to do. So we took our time. We had Bible studies.
Horrible.
Girl.
Horrible. I was like,
it was the word of God. What are you saying?
Oh my gosh. Quiet. No, it was horrible because it was putting me on the spot. That's right.
Oh, get in the word and start to share.
This dude preaches every Sunday and he wanted me to do the Bible study. I was like,
what, like, guys, you want to see, can she roll with can she roll? And so then we started dating.
I had some good words. Holy Spirit was like, I was tapping in. Good. I was okay, Lord. Was good.
She studied like never before.
You best believe I was.
She was trying to study. She was praying and fasting, believing and receiving. She was spitting out game in the Holy Spirit. Jesus, help us. And then so we started dating. And I would say,
too. We would bring friends with us.
Yeah, we had friends with us after Bible study. We hung out in groups. Protected ourselves the best we could and navigated the growing relationship, love and friendship and connection.
Hold on. You're going a little bit too fast. Okay. So I remember, let me be girly.
Oh,
so I remember the date. Okay. So the date was May 30th. Oh, we didn't post this year. Anyway, the date was May 30th. And I was telling, you know, a couple of friends like, hey, we're going on this date. And they were just like, oh, you got to dress up. You got to do this, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, guys, he's not like that. Like, we're just going to chill. We were going to a hibachi place here in town. And I was like, it's not even a big deal. They was like, no, you need a da-da-da-da-da-da. So I was like, fine. I like got heels on. I mean, I was decked out, okay? He took forever to get to my apartment. The reason why is because I think you traded in your car or something like that. And so it took you longer. So what was funny was I'm in the apartment trying to, you know, getting ready. And my roommate looks out in the blinds and sees us. She's like, oh, you got to change. You got to change. You got. And I was like, of course, I knew it. We had on jeans. I was like, I knew it. I was like, you guys, they had me. It was ridiculous.
We have a picture of that first date.
We do. I had like on a blue jean skirt,
a great picture,
and a red top, and we had fun. We went to hibachi. That was our first time alone.
And then kind of walked around.
And then we went downtown. We went on IU campus, and we walked, and he held my hand. That was the first time I remember being like, oh my gosh, he's holding my hand.
Jesus, help us.
But so, I say that to say, because I can remember specific moments. I can remember when you held my hand, when you hugged me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the side hug. It was frontal hug. But of course, you know. It's true. We got to talk about this
stuff.
Chest to chest.
Yes, girl.
But you have just a little bubble in there, okay, to protect each other. So we did one of those. It's so true. And I remember when, I remember when he kissed me on my cheek. Okay. This is funny. We went upstairs to the office or something. He was like, I want to kiss you. I think you said that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Not that time. No.
I remember stuff more than
girl,
you. Just
you don't.
Trust me.
Yeah,
he kisses, he tries to kiss me on my cheek, team. And this dude kisses, I turn my head, he kisses me in my ear. It hurts so bad. It was like that, you know, that pucker. It screeched my ear. I screamed. I was like, oh my God.
No, you did not. She's exaggerating.
I am not.
I was macking.
Exactly. You see, I'm telling the truth. He kissed me in my ear. It hurts so bad. I screamed. He was like, oh, and this is what was smooth about you. He was like, okay, I'm sorry. He was like, let me do it right. I was like, okay. So then I stood still and he kissed me on my cheek. But this is months apart.
Months apart.
This is not like boom.
And so I always encourage, let's get back to some basics. I want to encourage you guys just to think about, you can love Jesus and not be weird. And please don't be weird. And just connect, because there is a natural element to this, right? It's spiritual and natural. It's not all in the clouds, so to speak. And you and I started falling in love. And really, each of us felt led in our prayer time to really not try to hear God, like the pressure of God speak to me right now. Is she the one? And having that, like, you know, intensity. And we each felt in our own prayer time mm-hmm. the same phrase, enjoy the process. Mm-hmm. So we took the pressure off of ourselves of trying to hear God that day.
Oh, yeah.
And I would encourage you to do the same thing. If it comes to you, let it come to you, but don't try to, like, force it. And I think that's when we get mixed up. So we just enjoyed the process and grew in our relationship and connected. And
hold on. Come on, what? We got to do the storyline. So we used to have Sunday night church, and after Sunday night, yep. we were in the parking lot, and we would talk. That was our way of, like, trying to be innocent and, like, you know, anybody could see us and drive by or whatever. So we were talking in the parking lot, and you said, you know, I just heard God say, you know, about our relationship to enjoy the process. With my time with the Lord, I wasn't intense, but I was just like, God, mm-hmm. is this legit or not? Like, I don't want to be wasting my time.
Right.
And I remember I'm a visual person, so the Holy Spirit showed me, like, this roller coaster, and he was, like, the conductor. And I was like, okay, so there's heels and there's like turns and stuff like this. But anyway, when you said that, it clicked. I was like, oh, wow, that's exactly what I got. Mm-hmm. And it was just really cool that yep. we both came to that.
So I think,
because it wasn't like God was saying yes or no. It was like, just chill, yeah. like enjoy this relationship. Like yeah. just see, like, where it goes. I got you. I'm with you, you know.
Exactly. And sometimes people.
And he did break up with me, but he probably won't tell you that.
I didn't break up with you. People sometimes they put too much pressure on themselves to hear God or make it super serious, which it is serious. There's a balance to what I'm saying, right?
You don't want to talk about that?
Well, when you acted out, when you had a bad attitude.
When you broke up with me.
When you had a bad attitude.
This is a messed up, man. Don't. I did have an attitude. She okay, did.
Bad attitude.
But here's the thing.
Horrible attitude, and it kind of threw me off. And I was like, "Wait a minute!" I had to just process a little bit.
You're wrong. Okay, can I just say, Gayla and I, Gayla was dating his friend. His name is Seth. He's Pastor Seth, and we had dinner at our house. So it was kind of like a double date mm-hmm. kind of thing. That's a whole nother ball game because I don't even think you remember that. But we had dinner. Well, Gayla and Seth were going to go to the movies. And he was like, I want to go watch this baseball game. Does it look like I watch baseball? So I didn't say nothing. And Gayla goes, she don't want to watch no baseball game. She want to go to the movies. And I'm like, that's my sister. Like,
but it was the Cubs, and the Cubs had finally broken through.
Yeah.
They were in the National League Championship Series.
A big game.
And so we went to watch the game with another couple, and she had a horrible attitude.
And that was
the game that Steve Bartman messed up and touched. He tried to catch the ball.
That was a good messed documentary.
Messed up the whole thing. We got beat, and it was your fault.
That was a good.
You messed it up.
No, you didn't.
Because you're a bad attitude.
Whatever.
And when she had that attitude, I had to back up a little bit and say, man. I don't know.
You didn't even realize what was going on with you,
I was processing.
You were processing.
We got back together. But I want to encourage.
Hold on. Time out. No, you're not going to skip over this. What are you doing? We are telling our story. This show is going to be for our grandkids to see. So just so you know, I had a bad attitude. It was ridiculous. Ladies, don't do that.
If you have
a bad attitude, learn how to communicate.
Stay at home and just pray.
Learn how to communicate.
Because it's not a good impression. It's not a good impression.
And
you got to be able to watch sports. Like, I got to be able to watch whatever. And I do. I've went to Broadway shows with you. Oh, I have. Girl, let me play it.
More than one. Name it.
More than one.
Okay, anyway. So
I go to Kendallin's performances at school.
What? That's our kids. I'm not messing. We get back to the apartment. I don't even think you walked me to the mm-hmm. door.
We got beat. I was so upset.
He didn't walk me to the door. I was like, I don't care if he's mad either. This dude, like, would not talk to me. Like, when I say, like, we used to talk, he wasn't a phone guy. So he would not talk on the phone, which is very odd to me.
Okay.
He wouldn't talk on the phone. Gayla and Seth would be on the phone all the time. She's laughing, crackling. I'm over here just trying to watch something. They're going to movies on the, you know, dates with movies and stuff. I'm at home because this dude has just silenced me. And I will never forget. She was going on a date one time and she's like, "Do you want me to stay home?" And I said, "No." Go ahead and go.
This lasted about a week.
That is a lie.
How long did it last?
That is a lie. It lasted like over a month or two.
That's a lie.
That is a lie.
It did not.
At the time, his dad had a school called School of Theology, and this was for raising up ministers, and we had to preach. And if you knew me during the day, it was like, I'm not preaching anything. Like, how dare you? I can't talk. I can't speak. It was ridiculous. So me getting up there the first time, the second time I got up there, I was ready to go because I was fasting and praying. I was like, this dude is a joke. God, I only need you. You are my savior. You are my Lord. God, you are my husband. I was fat. I was in that word. I was in the Holy Spirit like,
yes.
I got my word for the Lord.
Come on.
And I'll never forget, Grandma Norris was like, that word really spoke to me. And this joker comes up and it was like, that was a really good word, Summer. And I was like, did you get anything out of it? Did I say that? I didn't do that. But I had such an attitude, but I was in the spirit before
continually
that.
Bad continually a bad attitude. Continually a bad attitude. And finally, you got it right. And when you got it right, I came back.
So when you came back, it was Sunday night after church. You came back.
Sunday
and you
night.
Was like, I want to talk to you. And I was like,
come on, Jesus.
You ain't talking to me. Like, I was so, and you couldn't, you was like, what's the big deal? I don't understand. Honestly, what I think happened was I think you were ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot was going on in the church that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were probably dealing with different conflicts or whatever. So that was taking more of your focus. I think that was what was going on. And so when you came back, I was just like, you just left me in the dust. But the Lord softened my heart. And here we are today.
Here we are today. And you came back to me. And then we got together.
And that was
we dated for 2 years, basically. And then the third year we got engaged. And by the time we got married, it was 3 years of being together.
Yeah.
And, you know, really, I think what was a key for you and I want to encourage married couples right now and future married couples, those that are not yet married, that to me, it's important that for us that serve Jesus, that we're connected spiritually. Our spirit's connected to God and to each other, meaning that we're equally yoked. That's a biblical term. That we're connected in the same way. We're going in the same direction with Jesus. That's obviously number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, in our soul, mind, will, and emotions, there needs to be a connection. There needs to be a mental connection, conversation. Like, remember we hung out all day. I picked you up, and I forget if we went somewhere out of town. Remember we were together all day. I forget that date, but we were together for majority of the day. And that was, you know, cool for me to see, because how are we going to be if we get married, and being together all day long,
you know,
for
talk
certain
on
days.
The phone.
Right. And it was a great day. We had a lot of fun. And so there's a soul connection mentally, obviously emotionally, that grows over time. There's that bond that has to happen to me in our mind, will, and emotions. And then, of course, physically, there needs to be sexual tension. I think this is an interesting thought that people have, and we've discussed this. People in church, rightfully so, are taught, you know, are taught no with sex before marriage. No, 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 no. Then you get married and boom, yes.
Yeah.
And people sometimes have a hard time making that shift or that pivot. I think that it's God made sex, obviously. We talked about it on the podcast. But there needs to be sexual tension in a couple that's dating. There needs to be tension. There needs to be so much tension, you have to have boundaries. Because if you don't have that tension, you don't have that attraction, that's not a good sign. right? Like, you need to have that feeling. So it's spirit, soul, and body. You and I had all three of that, navigated all that. walked that out, grew in that, and then of course got married. But I want to encourage you as a married couple, you got to foster your spiritual connection, your soul connection, and your physical connection. Those that are looking for someone, think about those three components need to be there to really, I believe, have a biblical complete picture. And to think about, you know, the full attraction piece of that is spirit, soul, and body.
And I think you need to know your boundaries, right, mm-hmm. before you even get into a relationship. So mm-hmm. when it comes to the physical part, like I know some people are like, I definitely know that I cannot hug or I cannot kiss. Mm-hmm. And so they do that on their wedding day. Mm-hmm. We did kiss, mm-hmm. and I remember, you know, the tension was so strong. When he says tension, it's like he wanted me, I wanted him. And the tension was so strong.
She still does.
Well, praise the Lord. Woo. The tension was so strong. I remember he kissed me at the door and then he ran. And it was like, you have to do that sometimes because you want to protect yourself. You're not trying to have premarital sex. Yep. And so, and you know,
and then I say, if you're dating today and you're engaging in that, I would say really biblically consider stopping, recalibrate, focus on getting married. There's something special about having a vow. There's something special about making a vow. Mm-hmm. And God's not trying to constrain us. He's trying to bless us. He's not trying to keep us from something. He's trying to keep us for something. Mm-hmm. And it's something beautiful. And it takes work, but all of that is a great blessing, and we weren't perfect in our dating. We're not perfect now as a married couple. You know, we struggled. We had conversations and conflicts and different stuff like that. But when you grow together, there's something powerful that happens. And I want to encourage you that, let me be clear today, God can speak to you about your spouse. I believe God should speak to you about your spouse. He can speak to you by hearing his voice, having what I would call confirmations or like a witness, like, man, this is the right person. You should seek that and you should have that and pray for that. But also take the pressure off yourself. You like somebody, I would say make a move. Everyone maybe is rejected at some point in their life, and take a step out and see what happens. And if you do start dating or having coffee or something laid back, just take it easy. Don't drive full speed. Just take it easy. Take the pressure off. And you know, and see what can happen. You never know.
Especially if the person is following Christ. And
well, I would say only following. I mean, for those of us following Jesus, they need to be following Christ.
Well, of course. But I guess what I'm just saying is, like, you know, if you're too afraid and like if there's no red flags, like what would you know, it's like, why wouldn't you, you know, step out?
Well, we'll talk about that real quick. We can do part two of this. But red flags to me and the previous relationship that I was in and your relationship, a red flag was that individual was very flirtatious. I think she enjoyed the attention of guys. And my great uncle, didn't like that and was like, hey, man, she, and I didn't like him saying that to me. And so, you know, you never did that. You were never trying to get attention from me. You were never trying to get attention from guys. Mm-hmm. You didn't try to allure guys. And I think guys can feel that. And maybe girls can too, the other way, of course. But you didn't do that. And you don't do that today. And so that was a red flag if I, you know, saw that. Of course, if someone's arguing about Jesus and wanting to argue the Bible and what they receive and don't receive, that's a red flag. Like, man, you want someone that's going all in with Jesus, someone that's going all in with the scriptures and not trying to figure out what they can do, but trying to figure out what they can leave behind and get closer to God.
Yeah.
And so you want to just be aware of that. And then for ladies, I mean, if you're with a guy, and it can go both ways, so let me be clear on that. But for ladies, if you're with a guy that's controlling, if he's starting to control a little bit too much and having characteristics of like wanting to shut you down or not have your voice, I get worked up when ladies come to me and you and they say that their husband silences their voice or use that submission verse out of context. That irritates me because that's not the heart of Jesus. And if you sense that in a guy, just back up. reevaluate
or
that,
a woman.
Confront that, mm-hmm. and just hit that head on, because you don't want to be in a if I'm loving you, I don't have to control you. Mm-hmm. If you're loving me, she doesn't have to control me. We're not here to control anybody. Mm-hmm. We're here to be led by the Holy Spirit and love each other. In fact, the Bible says in Ephesians 5, submit one to another. So I just want to encourage you on some of those red flags. It would be a red flag when you think about maybe your previous relationship and just what we've heard over the years.
I mean, you were more in a Christian dynamic mm-hmm. relationship. I wasn't. So my red flags were obvious of mm-hmm. just, I think that's why I was talking about following Christ. Like he would say he would follow Christ. He would say that he's going to church, but he really wasn't living that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was obviously a huge red flag for me. But I more so not necessarily the red flag, but I would say something that attracted me to you more. This is while we were dating, and I shared this with you on our walks recently, which was my car broke down. And this guy was like, oh, you know, your car broke down. And he called the mechanic. Like, obviously, I was paying for it. But he called the mechanic for him, talked to the mechanic, set up the appointment with the mechanic. Told me, you know, okay, meet me here. We'll take it down. Follow me. I followed him down. He went in there and talked to the mechanic about X, Y, and Z with the car. I'm chilling. I never had that. And, you know, obviously, you know, I paid the guy, you know, the mechanic for my car, but it was the fact that you led that way. That's where my heart was just like, this could be my man, you know, my husband.
Ding, 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 ding. you received.
So it was just that security, I think, of knowing that you would take care of me. Mm-hmm. And that was huge.
And I think ladies need to feel that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they can't take care of themselves, because they right. can. But I think God created this dynamic where ladies need to feel secure. They need mm-hmm. to feel secure and safe with their guy, and guys provide that, I believe, in many ways. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, to me, by being a proactive male, being mm-hmm. proactive, as I did that, you know, with that situation, but being proactive and stepping up to the plate. And when you're dating, you can do that to certain points mm-hmm. and show that character and show that initiative. Mm-hmm. That's important, because as we're dating and as the guy and you're letting her make all the decisions, and you don't have any say for anything, and you don't have any passion, you don't have any initiative, that's not
wah, wah, wah.
That's not good. Guys need to have initiative. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And lead.
Yeah, for sure.
And we've been married 19 years.
Wow.
Been together over 20. It's getting better as we get older. Mm-hmm. And I believe if God can touch our marriage, he can touch your marriage. And I believe if God can give us the right spouse, he can give you the right spouse. And we can do a part two of this and talk about more of not only the red flags, but the green flags. Does that make sense? Or is that right? Or like, you know, signs of moving forward.
Okay.
And let's see what God has in being together with the right person. So I don't know what you're facing today. I don't know where you're at in your relationship status, but God has something good for you. God loves you. God sees you. God knows you. And if God can give me a woman that wanted me to be bald, God can give you someone that fits you perfectly and that will fulfill your life. So can't wait to share next time. Please consider to share, like, or subscribe to this podcast. We'd be honored if you did that. And we will do our best every episode to give you content that helps you. So see you next time, and the best is yet to come.